弟兄姊妹平安。
平安。
非常高兴能来到大家的中间。
I'm glad to come to among you men.
我是这次来是发现你们住在这个地方。
The first time I come to the new sanctuary.
我以前来的你们总是住在坐在楼下面的。
Before you are always down there.
而且那个时候我看见你们这个好像人已经差不多快要坐满了。
And I also see that you are almost full of classmen.
在教会的传统里面说呢，大概这个空间坐满70%呢，就应该换个地方。
Usually in traditional church, say that once you fill 70% of space, you should move.
70%以后呢，再进来的人他们就觉得没地方可坐。
Because after that, people feel there is no more space.
当你们搬到上面来说，这是神给你们的恩典。
I know this is God's blessing to your church.
这边能坐多少个人在这里？
200。
200人。所以呢，我相信神在这边是要你们说去快快的传福音，在这边能坐上140个人。
我
们这边实在是多地方可以让这个新朋友来到你们中间。
This is a big place for growth.
那我们真的要感谢神，神赐福给你们这么大的
台湾。I want to praise God for blessing.
那么今天我要想跟大家分享的这段经文，我想那个主人翁大家都不甚熟。
I think everybody are familiar with the character in today's sermon.
除非你是慕道友，你们对他比较陌生。
Unless you are really new in the church.
因为大卫他是在以色列民族里算是了不起。
Because David is a very well-known character in the Bible.
他是一位勇士。
He is a brave man,
soldier.
He is a great soldier.
他也是位伟大的军事家。
A great military man.
他是一个常胜将军。
He is always winning. He is a winning a soldier.
He is a victorious general. 你们有没有想过说什么原因让这个大卫成为一位常胜的将军？
Do you know why he is a victorious general?
而且在这个14章的17节里面说，这个周围的邻国都害怕跟他打仗。
In chapter 14, he said that all the neighbors fear David.
那有人说大卫是这样的一位常胜将军，那是因为他智勇双全。
Some people say because he is a very brave and very good at fighting, that's why he is victorious.
那有人说呢，他也是为有这个旁边有很多的这个将士，英勇的将士在帮助他。
Some people ascribe to because he got a lot of brave men fighting for him.
那撒母耳记下记载有37位。
In the book of Samuel, it records 37 brave men.
历代之上呢，又说还加了16位进去。
In other book, it also records another 10 brave men.
是有53位。
There are 53 brave men.
那这些人，他们都是非常的英勇的。
These are indeed brave people.
而且大卫是非常那个善用他们的。
And David know how to use them.
那有人说呢，大卫是常胜将军，因为像我们中国人所说的一句话。
Some people say that David is victorious general because according to Chinese tradition that we say
知己知彼百战百胜
because he knows the enemy and he knows himself.
那这些理由都是很重要的。
These are all very important reasons.
可是你发现如果你看大卫的话呢
But if you look at David's life,
他好像觉得这些都不是最重要的。
He doesn't think these are the important factors.
你说难道这些都不重要吗？
Are these not important?
或者不是最重要的吗？
Or not the most important.
我们如果来看在大卫打仗的时候他的这种几次记录的里面呢，
If we look at the record of several of his battles,
我们看到有件事是大卫常常做的事。
We see one thing very common among them.
那在这里面关键的我们今天读到的是关键的事呢，有几个字，就是大卫求问神。
There's a critical word that he inquired of God.
这是在第10节所说的。
That's in verse 10.
然后14节就是他又问神。
In verse 14 again, David inquired of God.
那么这是在这一次这个打仗的时候问了两次。
These are two times he inquired of the Lord in the Bible.
其实不仅仅有这两次。
Actually, not only these two times.
过去的另外打仗的时候呢，还这样问过。
In many battles before, he did the same thing.
那一次呢，是在跟非利士人以前跟非利士人打仗的时候。
First time in his battle with the Philistines.
这是记得的，撒母耳记的上的23章。
That's recorded in First Samuel chapter 23.
那个时候大卫被扫罗追杀。
David was pursued by King Saul.
但那个时候，这个非利士人也来骚扰以色列人。
At that time, Philistine come and bother the Israelites.
所以呢，有一次呢，这个非利士人就骚扰这个以色列人，他们在这个叫伊基拉城这个地方。
So one time Philistine was harassing them in the city called.
那个时候，这个大卫是在逃亡之中，但他的自己同胞，他想要去救这城里面的人。
At that time, David was still a fugitive himself.
所以在这个撒母耳上，这个撒母记上二十三章第二节呢。那么这个大卫就求问神啊，大卫求问神能不能去打非利士人。
In the book of Samuel, the Bible records that he inquired of the Lord.
然后呢，神给他的回答，可是他同胞还很怀疑，很犹豫。
So God answered him, but still many people who follow him have a lot of doubt.
所以呢，在这边呢，你看到呢，在这个经文里面呢，下一节呢，你看到这边是大卫求问耶和华，说我去攻打那些非利士人可不可以？
Here the Bible says that David inquired of the Lord, "Should I attack them?"
那他的同胞怀疑呢，所以大卫就大卫又求问耶和华。
Because of many of his followers are not sure, so again David inquired of the Lord.
你们看到在这里面，大卫求问，大卫又求问。
We see that David inquired of the Lord, and again David asked of the Lord.
那另外又有一次呢，是大卫这个啊，大卫他为这个非利士人征战的时候呢，这是因为他逃亡中间呢。
Another time, as he was running away from the Philistines,
这个亚玛力人呢来攻打大卫的他们这个山寨。
He was attacked by
亚玛力人。
Amorite.
那么这些人把这个大卫跟他的这个族里面的这些妻儿老小都给掳走了。
And Amorite captured, take captive of many of their wives and children.
大卫要去呢，把他们营救回来。
So David want to go after.
所以你知道，在打仗之前，大卫又问耶和华，这在记载在撒母耳上的三十章。
So before the battle again, David inquired of the Lord.
你看大卫说，大卫求问耶和华。
Again, David asked of the Lord.
所以你看到在这所有的这打仗的这个中间的事情的中间呢
，In many of these recording of the battle,
大卫有个模式
，There is a common theme,
也就是求问神
，He inquired of the Lord.
他又求问耶和华
，He inquired again.
在大卫看来，他打仗最重要这个能得胜的地方在哪里呢
？So the most important thing to David is what?
就是我们今天中国人，其实我们讲说，神说了什么？
What is what did God say? What God will?
神是怎么说的
？What was God saying?
那么只要神说呢，我把敌人交在你手里呢
，If God said I give them to your hand,
那他就去打
，and he go up to battle,
而且总能打赢
，he always come out victorious.
那么这就是大卫他成为一个常胜将军的一个原因。
That's why he is a victorious general.
那是因为他对神的那种的顺服，对神那种的。叫信任
，because of his trust and his submissiveness to God.
那这些他对神的信心，他对神的顺服，就表现在呢，他在打仗之前，他求问神。
The expression of his trust in God is shown in his inquiry to God.
求问神表现了大卫他的信心、顺服跟对神的谦卑。
His inquiry of God shows that he trusts him.
谦卑其实是一个非常非常宝贵的品格。
So humble before God is a very important character.
谦卑寻求神的旨意，谦卑寻求神的引导是不容易的一件事情。
Humbly speaking God's word is a very important thing.
我们不少人都会谦卑。
We are all humble.
那只不过是我们在把事情搞砸的时候，走投无路的时候呢，那我们觉得会自己谦卑。
But that usually happens after we mess things up so badly.
但是大卫他也会谦卑，也在人生低谷他谦卑。
David was humble at all times too.
但你发现今天读到这段的经文
，But as we study this verse today，
那大不一样
，is not the same。
可是大卫仍然是非常的谦卑
，David is always humble before。
因为在这个时候，他已经被称为全以色列的王
，because by that time he was named the king of all Israel。
他是一位智勇双全的勇士
，he is someone who is wise and brave。
他有一大群的勇士帮他征战
，he have a group of brave men following him，
而且还有一群忠心的勇士在为他征战
，a bunch of royal army who is fighting。
大家记不记得啊？有三位的勇士为大卫冒着生命危险去取水
？Do you remember the story of three brave men that go to bring water for David？
但是大卫知道他们这么英勇的为他去取水的时候呢
？After heard about David, David hear what they did。
他没有喝这个水
He did not have
交奠在神的面前。
He is great enough for the Lord.
但这是表明了这一群勇士对大卫的忠心。
This story shows their devotion to David.
而且大卫在这个时候可以征战的人有多少呢？
How many people were fighting with David?
圣经中记载说里面有34万可以打仗的人。
There were 340,000 people. Fighting men.
所以你看到在这个时候，这是大卫他的人生的高峰。
So David was at the peak or the pinnacle of his power.
但大卫他不以现在这种居高位呢就骄傲了。
But because of he did not become proud because of his high position.
他就擅自行事。
Then he do whatever he wants.
他就改变对神的态度。
He did not change his attitude to God.
相反的，他每次征战之前呢
，On the country before every battle.
他不是先衡量他自己的实力有多少。
He did not assess how much he can do.
但他总是求问神。
He always inquire of the Lord.
人以为说呢，自己之敌百战百胜。
Many people, if we know the enemy, we don't know our own ability, we will win.
但是大卫的原则呢
？But David's belief
是单单的仰赖信靠神。
Merely come inquire of the Lord.
所以在这边是大卫告诉我们一件事情。
David teach us one thing.
虽然军事的实力不能忽略
，Even though we cannot underestimate the power of the military.
但是明白。神的旨意是最重要的一件事。
But to understand to know God's word is even more important.
那么这就是大卫他对神的信心，对神那种的顺服的表现。
This is David's faith to God.
其实今天我们所处的时代，在我们今天所我们也是一样的。
In our everyday experience, we have faced the same thing.
虽然我们没有去打仗
，Even though we are not in battle.
但是大卫那种对神的那种顺服，对那种神的信心，是我们学习的。
David's trust and his submission to God is something that we can all learn.
在我们人生中间有许许多多挑战。
In our everyday life, we face many struggles.
我们首先要做的一件事就是寻求神的旨意，明白神的引导。
The first thing we must do is to inquire of the Lord.
那你会说，我怎么样来明白神在我身上的旨意
？How do I understand what God wants me to do?
其实我相信呢，这里面有五个方面我们可以做的。
I think there are two aspects.
那第一件事情呢
，first of all，
就是神借着圣经来向我们表明他的旨意。
God reveals His will through the Bible。
神借着圣经，他的话语来向我们说话。
Through His word in the Bible, He speaks to us。
其实圣经的原则就是我们一切选择的标准和前提。
Actually, the biblical principle is the principle for our life。
那第二件事情呢，就是我们借着祷告来明白神的旨意。
Second thing is through prayer we can understand God's will.
一个合乎神的心意的决定
a decision that is in accordance with God's will.
圣灵会给我们内心里面的平安。
The Holy Spirit will bring us peace.
它能让我们知道说这是不是合神心意的，是不是神所喜悦的。
He will let you know whether this is God's will for you.
有的时候我们说我这么祷告声音我这么迫切，这声音这么大。
Very often we say that we pray earnestly.
神都不向我说话呢。
How come I don't hear any response from him?
其实我们在这边是要听神对我们说了些什么。
Indeed, we got to come and listen to him.
神对我们说话以后，声音是微小的声音。
Because God whispered to us.
那第三件事情，如何明白神的旨意
？The third thing about how to understand God's will.
就用周围的环境的印证来明白神。
Very often the environment will give us some indication.
神借着环境的顺利跟这个顺或者逆的来引导我们。
Through the things that we encounter in our environment, God will guide us.
有的时候环境有一些的阻拦。
Very often we encounter resistance.
那很可能是神叫我们要暂停的信号。
Maybe that is a sign from God for you to stop.
环境的印证。
That is the indication by wrong.
那第四个方面呢，是属灵的长者跟我们的属灵的同伴来用这些来帮助我们。
Very often is our spiritual partner, our spiritual elder, who will teach us.
甚至我们的家人
，our own family.
当一件事情涉及到我们家里面的这个事情的时候
，If something that is related to the whole family,
神他不会不给我们的家人有一种的印证。
God will not just tell you alone, He will tell you the whole family.
所以属灵的长者、属灵的伙伴、家人是我们的印证的一个渠道。
So very often our family, our friends, they will confirm God's will for us.
明白神的 使命的渠道。
So that we can know what he wants us to do.
那最后一件呢？大家不要小看这样这件事。
I want you to look down on these items.
就是那种叫做一般的常识。
Even your common sense.
Common sense, that's right. 不要小看这个。
Don't believe your common sense.
有的时候我们小孩子病重了。
Very often when your child is sick.
要送到医院里面去呢。
Should we take him to the hospital?
那当然是要。
Of course, you have to take him to the hospital.
我们小孩子不应当让他们单独的在一个危险的地方就把他放在那个地方。
We don't leave the children in danger.
其实这个用这样的 common sense, 用这样一般的常识呢，我们也能明白神他在我们身上的指引跟引导。
Even through common sense, we can come to understand God's will for us.
那么大卫他在明白了神的旨意，明白了神的引导之后，他做了些什么事情呢？
So what did David do after he knew God's will for him?
那紧接着下来就是他的行动。
Following with God's will, that his actions.
那十四这个十四章的第十一节就讲大卫在那里杀败了他们。
So in verse 11, David went up to them and defeated them.
那么十六节呢，讲了大卫就遵着神的吩咐去行。攻打非利士人。
In verse 16, he says, David obeyed the law and attacked the Philistines.
这我刚刚读的时候，你发现我多读了两个字。
You read, you notice that I add two more words.
就是去行。
He followed.
这其实不是我自己加进去的。
This is not.
如果看在这个撒母耳记下这个平行的这段经文里面呢
，You look in the second Samuel, you see the parallel.
就这两个字，去行。
He followed God's way, directions.
这里我们看到呢，大卫一旦明白了神的旨意之后
，Here we see once David know God's will,
他就毫不犹豫地照着神的旨意去做。
Without hesitation, he carried them out.
神要他从这个方向去攻打
，God wants you to attack them from this direction.
他就从这方向攻打。
He attacked them from that.
神要他从另外一个方向来攻打
，God wants you to go around. He go around.
那他就从另外一个方向来攻打
，and he went around.
大卫他的行动就是对神这么美的顺服的表现。
He have a complete submission to God's will.
这里面我们看到两件的事，一个是神的引导。
One thing we see God's guidance.
还有一个呢是人的本分。
Also there's a part that we must do.
那么我们在这件事情上，我们看到大卫。
In this thing we see David.
如果我们再看看我们自己呢
？We look at ourselves.
那有时候我们发现好多的时候我们明白了神的旨意
we discover very often when we know God's will
但是我们没有去行动
we still not follow
有时候我们是坐等其成
we are just waiting for something to happen
我们还是犹豫
we still hesitate
我们还是顾虑重重
we still have a lot of worry
有时候我们用祷告来做一个借口
we just keep on praying
那这是我们要提醒我们自己
That's something we must remind ourselves.
有时候我们看到在我们的孩子的身上，这是特别的明显。
We very often see that happen in our children.
在年轻人的身上，有时候也特别的明显。
Especially in young people.
还有呢，就是这个常常受到打击的人呢，信心不足的人呢，那在这些事情上也非常的明显。
People who experience struggle, they also show the same.
他们犹豫，他们有顾虑。
They have so many hesitation. They are not so sure.
即使他们明白了神的旨意
，Even though they know what God wants them to do.
那这个时候我们要给他们鼓励。
At this time, we must encourage them to follow.
那么另外一件事情，在今天这段经文里面呢
？Another thing we learn from this scripture today.
我们还可以看出，是大卫他不仅仅有行动
，Not only does David follow God's will.
他还有一种对神那种。不是那种对神领导，不是那种想当然的那种的品格，就是 unassuming。
哦、oh, ，he is very unassuming of God's will。
面对这个被打败的非利士人，他们卷土重来这些这个非利士人这个残兵败将，
丰衣足的热情，我也 defeated before。
当他们再次在这个利法因谷那边安营扎寨的时候呢
，they come back to face him again。
那大卫的反应是什么
？What was David's behavior, reaction?
面对这群的残兵败将
，he faced the enemy that he had defeated before。
大卫不是靠着他上次的经验
，he was not depending on what happened the last time。
他而是再次的来求问神
，once again he come before God to inquire of him。
大卫他没有假设说神这次叫他打仗是跟上次是一模一样的
，he did not assume same thing would happen again like last time。
第一次
，the first time，
把非利士人，就是神把非利士人交给大卫。
First time God gave Philistine to his hands.
那大卫是从正面去攻击。
He attacked him a frontal attack.
在第二次打仗中间呢
？In the second battle,
神叫大卫从后面去攻击非利士人。
Second time God told him to go around.
这就是就是讲是从这个山林哈山林那边呢去攻击敌人。
To attack them from the forest.
让他出奇制胜。
So that he can win.
所以当他们听到在桑树烧帐这里有脚步的声音啊
，When you tell you you hear the sound of marching，
这是我今天的这个题目。
Actually, this is my topic today。
那他们知道说，其实神的天使天军已经在前面为他们征战。
When you hear the sound of marching, the palace, because the angel is leading up in front of you。
所以他们就出击
，and you should attack。
把敌人呢从这个利法因谷呢就赶到了这个基遍。
So from the valley, you will pursue them.
最后一直把他们赶到了基色那个地方。
You will pursue them to.
那下一章就是到基色啊。那下一章的大家看见下一章的这个好包括这样
这个麦子。
那你看到这个啊，大家如果你坐在后面看不见，我讲那个 purple 的啊，这个黄色的那条线呢是非利士人第一次来攻打这个。
The yellow knight that passed the Philistine.
所以呢，大卫的造神给他的这个领导呢，就把非利士人就打败回去了。就是你能看到这个那条的这 purple 的线的第四个地方呢，大卫从正面攻打这个非利士人，所以他们呢就败下去了。
The purple knight is the path they were too to defeat the Philistine.
那么结果非利士人呢，还是从那个黄线呢，就是第五呢，现在又回来，他们不甘心，又回来。
Second time the Philistine come back on the same yellow path.
你看这一次大卫他怎么做的呢
？I mean the second time.
他造神告诉他的呢，就从后面绕到了非利士人的后面第六个地方，那个蓝色的那线。
He followed the path through nine.
所以呢，把这个非利士人打到哪里去打败？打到这个基遍，就是从那个这个显得 pink 的那个。这个粉色的呢，往上面、往北、往西北的方向去了。最后呢，一直把他们呢，就赶到了基色这个地方，就在你的最左边的那里。
So he pursued them all the way to the left side of the map.
你发现在这个战场上面，这个战术那是千变万化。
The strategy in the battlefield is constantly change.
然而，大卫他让神做他的元帅。
God is always David's counselor.
Yes.
That's a good word.
那所以他就一再的求问神。
So, again and again, he seeks God.
他依靠神的启示跟引导，所以呢，两次的这个打仗呢，他都大获全胜。
He depends on God's leading and guidance, so he was able to come out victorious.
其实今天对我们读到这段圣经经文的人来说
，as we study this scripture today,
他提醒我们一件事情。
It reminds us one thing.
我们应当在凡事上都要寻求神。
In everything we do, we want to seek Him first.
而不是停留在过去的经验上面。
Don't depend on what happened before.
我不知道你们教会是怎么样。
I'm not sure about your church.
但历史教会呢，我们是成立了十五年。
好，确切比established for about 15 years.
所以在今年的夏天呢，我们就这个计划将来的五年呢要怎么来做。
So we've been planning our future 5 years.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，当我们寻求神的时候，我们首先一点呢是来到神的面前寻求神的。
So the first thing we do, we come together to pray before God.
这就是我想大卫所说的。
This is what David.
那另外有一件事情，我们自己也意识到，应当呢，不要呢这个墨守成规。
Another thing we realize is that,
墨守成规是讲的说 ，do not,
do well.
Out of box thinking.
No
out of box. We should have out of box thinking.
Yeah,
不要基于过去的经验和习惯里面。
Don't be boxed in by what happened before.
应当更多的来顺服神的带领。
Always submit to what God is leading you.
神他一定会用他自己的丰盛跟活泼来带领来帮助我们教会。
God's abundant guidance will always be us.
那么在大卫的这段这个经历呢，
from David's experience，
其实对我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们面临工作上的挑战，
as we face many struggle in our job，
我们对我们孩子的教养方面，
as we face the challenge from helping the children，
其实都有同样的启示启发。
teach us the same lesson。
我们应当让神做我们的主。
God should be always be our Lord。
我们不要假设说神对我们的孩子的引导，现在呢跟过去是一样的。
Don't assume God will do the same thing for your children that He did before。
好像是一成不变的。
That He is never changing。
其实我们所要做的事情就是要顺服。
What we need to do is follow whatever God is leading。
我们应当有个敏锐的眼光。
We must have a sensitive eye。
我们也需要创新。
We also must be willing to innovate。
那么这个是在这个故事里面，大卫他所做的，让我们学习到的。
These are something that we can learn from David's experience。
那么一场这个伟大的战役呢
？This great battle。
那打仗的那个地方，往往就成为那个打仗那场战役的那个名称。
The battlefield becomes the name for the battle。
你发现在世界这个有名的战争里面，很多是这样的。
In the many important battle in the world，
比如说滑铁卢战役 ，A Battle of Waterloo。
Battle of Waterloo happened in Waterloo。
那个是英国跟这个啊这个啊英国跟普鲁士呢一共同打败了这个拿破仑。
That's when the England and Russia defeated the
Prussia。defeated Napoleon、
yeah.
那拿破仑那个时候呢就被彻底打败。
In the battle of Napoleon，
所以那场战争就叫滑铁卢战役。
The battle of Waterloo。
那我们也知道，在诺曼底这个登陆，这第二次世界大战。
Also in the landing of the Normandy。
那么那个登陆打迎战的那个地方呢，就叫诺曼底战役。
The beach of Normandy， the name of the battle。
你发现在这个哈、啊、这个美国跟日本海战也是还是第二次世界上一个叫中途岛战役。
In the many of the naval battle, the one in the Midway。
那么那个也是呢，这个啊那个是那个美国跟这个日本海军打的一次仗。
That's where the U.S. Navy defeated the Japan。
那次战争打赢了呢，那是那场战役的中途岛。
That's the battle of Midway。
你还有一些很多的战役。
Many other also battles。
包括在美国呢，还有很多这个非常著名的大战。
In U.S. there are also many famous。
比如说在这个宾州哈、啊，有个叫做 Gettysburg 战役。
Yeah, the battle of Gettysburg。
那个时候是这个南北战争的时候。
During the Civil War。
那 Gettysburg 战役呢是非常这个重要的，非常有名的。
Gettysburg battle is a very important battle。
啊，也是非常关键的一场。
Critical battle。
啊，那么在这里面有这个非常有名的将军，就是 Robert Lee。
The famous general Robert Lee。
那么你知道这个林肯总统对这个战役非常的这个关心。
Lincoln was the president。
所以在打仗的那次呢，他这个林肯总统去视察这个军队的时候。
Before the battle, Lincoln went to visit the troops。
那有一些的士兵就这个要这个林肯总统为他们祷告。
Some of the soldiers come to Lincoln and ask him to pray for them。
因为他们知道林肯是一位非常敬虔的基督徒。
Because they know Lincoln is a devout Christian。
所以他们就这样问这个总统。
So they inquire of President Lincoln。
他就说：“总统先生，你能不能为我们祷告
？”Please pray for us。
那林肯就说：“那当然是我要为你们祷告。
”Lincoln replied, "Of course, I will pray for you."
他说：“你能不能祷告呢？让神再站在我们这一边。
”Can you pray that the God will be on our side？
那为我们来征战。
Battle for us。
那你知道林肯总统怎么回答的呢
？You know what was Lincoln's reply？
他不愧是一位敬虔的基督徒。
Show that indeed that he is devoted。
他说呢：“我是要祷告的。
”I want to pray。
不过我要祷告呢
？I want to pray that
让我们站在神的那一边。
That we will be on the God's side。
你能看听到这不同的地方吗？
Do you see the difference?
士兵说呢，要神站在我们这边。
The soldier would pray that the God will be on our side.
林肯呢说我们要祷告来，希望我们是站在神的那一边。
Yeah, President Lincoln said that we pray that we will be in God's side.
你发现好多的时候
，very often，
我们往往都以自我为中心。
We are still very self-centered.
甚至我们的祷告都是自我为中心。
Even our prayer are self-centered.
就像这位士兵所要求的一样。
Typified by the soldiers.
但是我们应当在我们祷告的时候，我们应当以神为中心。
As we pray, we must be God-centered prayer.
正像林肯总统所祷告的。
Just like the President Lincoln's prayer.
那林肯的祷告跟大卫在这边所表现出来的是一模一样的。
And in fact, Lincoln's prayer is very similar to David's prayer.
他是以神为中心来求问神。又求问神。
He come to inquire of God again and again to see what God wants.
那么这一次的这个战役呢，是一个转折点。
This is a turning point in the battle.
那么从此以后呢，这个非利士人呢，他们总是处于弱势的地位。
After that, the Philistine was completely defeated.
那大卫他深深知道这一次打仗呢是神在做工。
David realized it was God who did the battle for him.
神是允许跟这个打胜仗的这个允许和保障。
God is the assurance for victory.
所以第一次打赢了这场仗之后呢
，After he won the first battle，
他就把那个地方就改了一个名称。
He changed the name of the place.
叫做巴利皮拉辛。巴利皮拉辛，中文啊，巴利皮拉辛。
He changed the name of the place.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that name mean?
那个一般有两种的讲法。
There are two interpretations.
啊，或者因为那个这个比拉辛是跟这个冲破意思很相近的。
Perhaps might mean
冲破。
Breakthrough.
Yes. Yeah, breakthrough. 那么它这个讲的这个是冲破之王。
To
law of breaking through.
Or the law of breaking through.
啊。或者呢讲呢是说呢这个巴利在那边被打败了。
Also it could mean where we defeated
巴利
的浪。
这是这个非利士人他们的说
法。Wow, it's the name of the Philistine God.
所以大卫在打胜仗之后呢
，After he won the battle，
他把荣耀就归于神。
He gave glory to God.
大卫是一位常胜将军。
He is a victorious general.
但是呢，常胜将军的元帅呢是我们的耶和华神。
And the victorious general or the victorious general is Jehovah the Lord.
那从此以后呢，这个利法因谷呢就变成了巴利比拉辛。
So that valley becomes where God defeated the enemy.
那大卫他把这次战役的胜利呢归于神。
He gives the victory to God.
他把这个地方叫做这个巴利比拉辛呢。
He called the place where God defeated the enemy.
他是有一番的用心的。
There is one reason.
因为他知道说，当这个地名改变后，能不断的提醒他自己。
Because that changing name reminds him of God.
也不断的来提醒以后的以色列人。
Also remind the generation to come of God.
也让人看到神是眷顾保守以色列人。
To remind them that God always lead them.
这个也能呢，在为后来的以色列人，他们在困难的中间。
So in the generation to come, they remember God.
在困境的中间呢
？They are in difficulty.
给他们勇气。
Give them a courage.
给他们盼望。
Give them hope.
那今天对我们每个人也是一样的。
It should have the same effect on us today.
我们应当对神有那种的顺服和信靠。
We should submit and trust God.
同时呢，当我们在任何的地方，在工作中或者在任何的场合
，In any circumstance where we encounter，
当我们取得了成就的时候
，As we win our battle，
我们要把荣耀归于我们的神
，We give glory to God。
那我相信在我们中间弟兄姊妹，你们有非常美好的见证。
I know many of you have a similar testimony。
那我在这边呢，跟大家讲一位我所认识的一位弟兄他的见证。
I want to share a testimony of one of my friends.
那这位弟兄呢，他叫这个 Charles Lee 李勉群弟兄。
This is Charles Lee.
他是一位这个教授。
He
he is a professor. 他在斯坦福大学
a professor in Stanford.
那他是一位在斯坦福大学非常著名的教授。
He is a very renowned professor there.
所以你知道他的下一个叫做 Jay McDonald professor 教授。
He is one of the Jay McDonald professor.
那么他是从小就在台湾生长长大的。
He grew up in Taiwan.
后来他全家来到美国这个地方。
He came to United States when he was young.
他在这边。这个他在加拿大，这是他的来到北美，他在加拿大读的大学。
He studied Canada.
后来就在康奈尔大学读研究生。
He went to graduate school at Cornell.
他读的是这个会计学专业。
He studied accounting.
但他不是我们讲的一般的这种会计学。
Not the general accounting.
后来他在这个康奈尔大学还做了这个教授。
He was assistant professor there.
Yeah. 也是一位非常有名的教授。
He is also quite well known there.
那么我跟他认识呢，是因为我们都在基督使徒协会服侍的时候，我跟他有机会认识了。
He was we were co-worker when we were serving in a Christian organization.
他是一位非常敬虔爱主的弟兄。
He loved God.
那在这个几年前哈，2010年那时候的华人拆船，就是这个 Chinese Mission Conference。
CMC 2010 Chinese Mission. He is one of the speakers.
他的太太呢还帮他做翻译。
His wife was a translator.
那么当我们在有一起在这个基督使徒协会这个服侍的时候，我们往往呢，他们把我们安排在一个房间里面住。
When we were serving an ambassador for Christ, we were roommates.
那我有机会就我们跟一起分享。
So we have a lot of sharing.
一起分享心路历程。
比如 share our personal experience.
那也讲到这个，他讲到神的引导和带领。
Also we talk about how God guides us.
他特别讲到了他怎么样从这个康奈尔大学，然后呢搬到西部到斯坦福大学。
He told me about how he moved from Cornell to Stanford.
他在这个西部的时候呢，他后来有一个基金呢把他找去。
Stanford, he was hired by a fund,
一个
mutual,
那一个非常大也非常好的这个共同基金
well-known mutual fund hired him.
那他在里面是做这个研究部门的这个主管。
He was one of the directors in the research department.
One of the top research directors,
the top research department.
那么后来他自己感受到神给他的呼召。
But then he hear God calling for him.
他在宣教方面特别感受到神给他的呼召。
He feel God want him to go into the mission.
同时他的身体也有一些的身体也有一些的这个变化。
Although his physical health was changed.
所以他就辞掉了这个共同基金里面的这个经理的职位。
So he resigned from the mutual fund job.
但是那个公司呢，就是一直要想挽留他留下来。
But the company tried very hard to retain him.
但他完全明白神的旨意。
But once he knows God's will for him,
所以他就是拒绝公司的。
So he refused to go.
那公司给了他几次的 offer 嘛？
也给 him many offers.
当初他说我要从这个公司辞职。
When he told them I'm going to resign.
那么这公司呢就说你请不要辞职，你即使一个礼拜呢来这个两天都可以。
The mutual fund, we just come two times a week.
他说不行，我要辞职。
He said no, I have to resign.
那公司说，那一个礼拜来两天，不行了，那就你就一个月来一次也可以。
How about you just come once a month?
但他还是非常明了神在他身上的这个旨意。
But he was very clear of God's dealing.
他说不行。
He said no.
那公司说，要不然的话，你每隔半年来一次好不好？
How about come here once?
而且还是给你同样的这个工资跟奖金。
You keep the same salary and bonus.
那他还是说不行，我还是要辞掉。
But still he was insistent.
因为他明白神在他身上的旨意。
He know what God wants him to do.
他有宣教的心。
He was determined to go into mission field.
他是位非常这个著名的教授。
He's a well-known professor.
那么他是常常到中国大陆，到这个北京大学，到这个清华大学去嘛，在那边讲学。
Now he is a frequent missionary to the university in China.
他在那个地方，在校园里面呢，做这个传福音跟宣教的工作。
He is a missionary on campus in China.
那他完全明白神在他身上的。
He fully understands what God wants him to do.
他在2007年就把这个工作就辞 掉了。
So in year 2007, you resigned his job.
所以我在2008年，因为我在之前就知道他。
So year 2008, I know about his experience.
Even before 2007.
Before 2007.
然后呢，到了 2000, 就在2008年。
Year 2008.
那大家都知道那个时候是什么一个情形。
You remember what happened?
就是那个金融危机的时候。
That's when the financial crisis came.
所以他跟我分享说，那个2008年的时候
，in the year 2008,
他有一次有机会回到他原来的公司。
He had a chance to go back to visit his company.
哇，你看到他看到那些同事们是怎么样的那种光景？
他 ，you see what happened to his colleagues?
哇，他是那些同事，那就像热锅上的蚂蚁。
Everybody is like ant on a hot pot.
热锅上的蚂蚁，压力非常非常的大。
Everybody was under tremendous pressure. Yeah.
那么他知道说神是这样的信实的带领他。
He was grateful for God's guidance.
他感谢神的带领，他不必经过这样的什么压力。
With God's guidance, he was able to.
同时，他在这段时间里面呢
，also during that time,
能用他自己的哈这种的职场呢，来帮助很多的同学跟老师。
He was able to use the gift God gave him to help many people.
所以他现在是全时间在这个斯坦福大学里面。教书，
然后一个 full-time professor in Stanford。
那在他的家里面呢，还有这个学生的这个查经班。
He also need Bible study in his house。
我相信在学校里面，大家都很希望到学金融的，是不是？
那个 lot of people want to go into financial。
如果是那个是教这个金融的这个教授，如果在他们家里的查经班，那同学们还是很想去。
然后 if you are financial professor, you are Bible study,
他们都巴不得说跟这样的这个教授有这种的亲密比较接近的这种关系。
Everybody want to get into a good close relationship.
所以说我有一次打电话给他说呢，他说对不起，我们现在不能谈，因为我家里正好有学生在这里做这个查经。
Often I call him, he's like not talk now, I have student here.
这个背景后面不是他的家哈。
The background is not his house.
这是他们学校那个斯坦福大学的那个经济系。
This is a picture of him in Stanford department.
那他在这个商学里面教书呢，也非常受同学们的欢迎。
He is very popular in the business school.
他在这个他到了自从他到了斯坦福大学呢，他每年都是这个学校里面的最好的这个教授。
He is always the top professor in the Stanford every year.
然后呢，这个你知道，在这个斯坦福大学里面，这个最好的这个教授呢，他学校就让同学来选，就说哪一位是你们最受你们欢迎的教授。
So every year the school has students select the most popular professor on campus.
Yeah, not just the best, but also popular.
The most popular professor.
所以呢，有一次呢，他就被选为在这个这个学校里面商学院是最受欢迎的斯坦福大学最受欢迎的教授。
He was like the most popular professor in Stanford.
然后这个学校要是最受欢迎的教授要讲一篇呢，就是讲这个生命的关于生命的人生的课程的一样一个演讲。
A professor who is selected that title had to give us a lecture.
A lecture of life lesson.
A lecture of life lesson.
那你知道，如果你们这个有孩子在这个学校里面呢
？You have students studying in Stanford.
如果你们的孩子不一定在斯坦福大学。
I know you may not have students.
如果他们在学校里面，如果学校说有一位这个老师来讲这个关于人生哲理、人生的道理的这个演讲呢
？If there's a professor in Stanford that's going to teach life lessons on campus.
Let me just rephrase that in English. If you have a kid in the college, right, and if the college offers kind of life lesson speech, I encourage you let your kid go to listen to them.
如果学校有要教生命的知识，别让你的孩子去听课。
那因为这种演讲其实对这孩子的帮助是蛮大的。
These are all very profound, interesting topic.
对孩子有相当大的影响。
It helps them a lot.
但是有的是不信主的，有的是信主的这些教授。
Although many professors may not be believers.
所以我们鼓励他去听的时候，回来要 听听说他到底听到了什么。
So very often when they go to listen to this lecture, we should discussion.
因为像这样的教授在学校里面常常有这样的这个 lecture.
These are written lecture given by these.
如果他们不去，别人去听了，别人也会来跟他们分享。
If not a Christian group, because someone else will give a lecture.
那么我们要分辨什么是好的，什么是他们应当听的。
We must be able to distinguish what is true and what is worth listening.
所以这位这个李勉群教授呢，他在那次呢就在这个学校里面，斯坦福大学商学院就有一篇呢关于人生哲理的演讲。
Professor Lee gave a live lesson at Stanford campus.
他的题目就是我的信仰怎么样帮助了我的职业。
His topic was how my faith helped with my job.
他在那个演讲里面呢，见证神对他的引导。
In his lecture, he witnessed for God.
他在那边特别讲了他的信仰的价值观怎么样帮助了他的职业。
How the value of his faith helped him with his job.
因为我们知道在现在商学院里面，这个职业道德是非常非常关键的一件事情。
We know at this school the moral value are very important.
那他的这个演讲呢，给这些学生们留下了深刻的印象。
His lecture gave a very deep impression to the students.
他在工作中取得了很大的成就。
He was well accomplished in his life.
他把这样的成就归荣耀于神。
He gave that glory to God.
为神做见证。
Testify for God.
那在他这个学校，如果你到这个网站上去，到他学校找到他的网站的时候，还有一件事情。
If you look at the internet on his website, 好，我们说
那他就列了他的过去的这个学历跟背景。
His resume there.
其中还有一条说他在1986年的时候
1998
那时候他才是或者是大学生或者研究生刚刚开始。
He was a graduate student.
他在加拿大的多伦多那边一个神学院里面呢得到了一个这个证书。
He received a certificate from the seminar.
OK 好，那大家知道这是什么证书呢？
我看是这个
它是一个就是圣经的研读证书。
这个是Bible study。
Oh, Bible study. It's not just a regular Bible study.
不是平常的 Bible study.
不是平常的 Bible study. 是一个非常这个有这个深度的这个圣经这个研究这个证书。
A really in-depth Bible study.
那你就知道说他在这种公开的场合特别表明他的信仰。
So in public, he professed his faith.
那么见证神在他身上的这种引导
He witnessed for God, God's guidance.
那么他就跟大卫一样
Just like David
把大卫把打胜仗荣耀归于神
David gave the victory to God's glory.
那么李勉群教授呢也把他在工作中所取得的成绩归荣耀于神。
Also, Professor Lee gave many of his accomplishments to God.
那我们再回到今天这个故事里面。
Let's come back to our Bible scripture.
那这两场战役呢，大卫都打赢了。
David won both battles.
那么这两场战役呢，就大卫就把以前扫罗他在最后打一次仗的所失去的这个土地呢，全都夺回来了。
In the battle, he reclaimed all the lost territory that's of Saul.
这是一场转折点。
At this turning point,
因为从这个以后呢，这个非利士人都是处在弱势的。
After that, Philistine become a defeated force.
那后来在撒母耳记下跟这个历代撒母耳记下的第八章还有二十一章里面讲到，大卫又跟非利士人继续打仗。
In the second chronicle, we record many other battles with Philistine.
那么大卫就把以前这个扫罗打败仗输给非利士人所有的城市呢，全都给夺回来了。
After all these battles, he take back all the territory lost by King Saul.
这个就是一个背景，是在14章的第17节里面的一个结论，在那个地方的背景。
These are the background to the scripture that we just read.
那么14章的17节怎么说的呢
？In chapter 14, verse 17,
他说呢，于是大卫的名传扬到列国，耶和华使列国都惧怕他。
So the fame of David spread to the end of the earth, and all the countries fear him.
那个惧怕他那个 him 是小写的，不是大写的，不是只惧怕耶和华。来惧怕大卫
They fear him, David.
那为什么这个列国都怕跟大卫打仗呢
Why the nation around him fear him?
因为他们知道大卫有神的同在。
Because they know God is with David.
大卫每次打仗呢，他都寻求神的引导。
In every battle, he seeks God's guidance.
那大卫也顺服神的引导。
Also, he follows God.
以致他可以出奇制胜，用兵如神，就是我们中国人讲。
So that he can come out victorious in the battle.
甚至呢，神都还为他征战。
Even God battled for him.
这是我们从这个故事中间所能看到的一件事。
These are lessons we can learn from this Adam.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，在这天父，我们要谢谢你。
So just thank you.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your many.
我们感谢你在这段的故事中间，让我们看到大卫的榜样。
We thank you for the example that David teach us in these scriptures.
我们看到大卫是一样寻求神旨意的人。
We see that God, David, someone who seek after you.
我们也看到一个顺服跟信靠神。
Someone who trust and follow you.
我们也看到一个当明白了神的旨意之后，有立刻的行动的人。
Someone once he know God, he will will, he follow you.
也而且还有一个就是不以想当然的这样的一个品格的人。
Someone who doesn't take you for granted.
所以我们感谢你，让我们这段经文中间借着这段经文再次对我们说话。
We thank you for you speaking to us through this scripture.
从大卫的身上，
从 David's life，
能学到这些美好的榜样。
We can learn these examples，
并且借着你在我们身上所做成一切的功，
从 from all that you have done in our life，
我们所得到的一切
，all that we have received from you，
能把荣耀归于你自己。
We give you glory。
所以我们真的是要感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求主你特别帮助我们每一个在座的。
We ask for your guidance on everyone here.
在遇到人生的困难的时候。
As we encounter struggle in our everyday life.
当我们遇到人生挑战的时候。
As we face our challenge.
让我们每一个人都来更多的来寻求你自己的心意。
We will all come to seek your way.
来顺服你。
We will also follow you.
来信靠你。
We will trust you.
我们也借着信靠你，我们得胜。
Through our trust, we will come out victorious.
我们真的要谢谢你。
We thank you.
因为你是带领我们得胜的元帅。
Because you are the general that will lead us to victory.
你也是这个教会的元帅。
You are also the general of the church.
求求你带领我们这个教会。
Lead our church forward.
我们知道你所赐给我们的恩典。
We know the place that you
have given us. 放在这么大的会堂。
You give us this nice place.
求主你把更多的人借着我们把他们带到教会中。
Bring more people come to this.
让他们在这个地方认识主耶稣。
So in here they can come to know you.
他们得着新的生命。
They can receive
他们的罪得赦免。
Their sin can be forgiven.
他们人生的方向得着引导。
They can get new direction for their life.
主，我真的要谢谢。
Father, we thank you.
让我们成为祝福别人的人。
So we can be a channel of blessing.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.